Health to all our flesh. When we attend to it, when we look at it, when we pay attention to it, this is how we attend to the Word of God. And he says when we attend to his Word, you know, it's going to be health to all of our flesh.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree,
died to save man. The tea.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
A message I started this morning, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6, known as the Heroes Hall of Fame chapter, because it is speaking of Old Testament saints who lived and died in faith, not having received the promises, but they were able by faith to walk in and walk through everything that had been placed before them. And I'm grateful for this word today. Hebrews 11 and 6, when you have it, say amen. Amen. Begin reading now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. This morning I talked about what a testimony. What a testimony. But I want to make clear to those who missed the first part how important it is to place our focus on pleasing God and not pleasing man nor self. When we learn how to please God, we can focus our efforts and focus our attention on those things that God himself will rejoice in. And I love when God gets excited about his people because he don't mind showing it. He doesn't mind sharing the blessings of heaven with his people. He doesn't mind letting other folk know, these belong to me. And so I want us to see, the word says in that sixth verse, but without faith. Now it starts off differently from the fifth verse, because the fifth verse starts off how? By faith. But the sixth verse starts off, but without faith. And so verse 5 talks about a man by the name of Enoch, and his name meant dedicated. And he was a man who walked with God some 300 years, and he lived to be 365 years. And the record is that God desired that he would not see death. Why would God desire that he not see death? The end of that verse says, because he pleased God. And when you please God, God has a way of rearranging circumstances, situations, and what is normal to others, God can make unusual for you. When God is pleased with you, he'll make even your enemies to be at peace with you. When God is pleased with you, he customizes things for you that he does not do for others. In other words, when you please God, you come into the favor of God. And listen, God's favor is reserved for God's favorite. Y'all catch that on your way home. And you can become one of God's favorite because he is no respecter of persons. What makes you a favorite of God? When you please God. Listen, God desired that he would not see death, and he didn't see death because God took him. For before his translation, before God took him, and I like this because it's making clear the word translation means change, it means transformed, it means made into something else. He took him, he translated him first, and then he took him. He changed him first, and then he took him. What did he change him into? He changed him from flesh into spirit. Because the Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. So therefore, he couldn't go to heaven in flesh and blood, but he could go as spirit. Bible says God is a, John 4:24, spirit, and they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. So therefore, God could not permit him to come close to him in the flesh, but only so far, because all men in flesh is still filled with sin. And so God, listen, can only let you come so close to him in the flesh. That's why we worship him in spirit, because the flesh is carnal. There are some things in the flesh that are caught up on the flesh. There are things in the flesh that are done in the flesh and for the pleasure of the flesh. But when it's done for God, you have got to lose the flesh and focus on the spirit. And so he had to change him from flesh to spirit to bring him to heaven. But why did he want to bring him to heaven? Because according to Genesis 5:21-24, this man, Enoch, whose name was dedicated, I told you, walked with God 300 years. 365 days, time 300 years. 109,500 days. He walked with God. His faith got stronger, his fellowship got longer, and it got to the point where God wanted him closer. Closer. And so therefore, you've got to recognize it was what Enoch did. It was the fact that he walked in faith, and his faith kept growing and getting stronger, until he wanted to be with God and God wanted him to be with him. He pursued God daily. to be closer to him. You see, one of the things about something you really want, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart doth the mouth speak. Every day he kept saying, Lord, I want to be closer to you. He was like David, a man after God's own heart. What does that mean, a man after God's own heart? It meant his desire was to have the delight of God's heart. For God to delight in him as much as he delighted in the Lord. And this is what Enoch demonstrated to God. God, let me get closer to you. And they talked and they walked and they fellowshiped and they communed, and he kept growing closer and closer and closer and closer until one day God translated him, changed him. NIV, NLT, New King James Version, and ESV, and a lot of others say he was taken. But I got to tell you, before he was taken, he was changed. It does say God took him, but before God took him, they used translated as this translation, the word taken. Yes, he was taken after he was translated because God wanted him to be more like him in his translation. But it was all because of this man's faith. Now, as we go to verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. If you want to please God, and you around here doubting God, and you around here disbelieving God, and you around here not trusting God, and you around here not obeying God, and all of these other things, do you think you're going to please him? Because it takes faith to do all of those things. There'll be things God tell you to do, you can't see it. It don't make no sense to you. He's not giving you no instructions other than to do it. And you're wondering, how in the world am I going to do it? I can't do it on my own. And we start putting up barriers and walls to be able to keep from doing it, when all we have to do is say, God, you said it. Now, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but with your help, I can do all things. And so you begin to talk to God the way God wants you to talk to him, through his word. You see, there are many things we don't say. This is what the Bible says in verse 3 of the 11th chapter. Through faith, we understand what? Verse 3 of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Through faith, we understand what? That the worlds were framed by the what? By the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, you begin to recognize, wait a minute, all this stuff here didn't just get here. It wasn't no big bang, no big boom, and all this stuff got here like this. Somebody with a mind had to arrange this. Somebody had to frame this. Somebody had to develop this and speak this into existence. And God did it all by his word. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus used the word of God to deal with Satan's temptation. And when we have any situation God gives to us and we can't figure it out, go to the word. It's in the word. And God's word will tell us, show us how to handle it. And every day, Enoch grew closer and stronger by faith. And you know what the word says. So then faith, Romans 10:17, cometh by what? And by the word of God. See, he knew that God, he was so privileged, because in that time, God was speaking directly to man. So he was one of the privileged ones to hear God speak, just like Adam and Eve did. when they had sinned against God, God came walking in the cool of the day. Asked Adam and Eve, where you at, Adam? In other words, what's going on, Adam? He was hiding from God with fig leaves on. Adam said, God, well, I was hiding from you because I was embarrassed. Me and my wife, you know, were naked. But listen, I want you to get this. What he was saying and had come into the knowledge of was that everything about him was naked before an all-seeing God. Nothing could be hidden from him. And he didn't know that before because there was no sin in him. But because he was now filled with sin, he felt that he was now unclothed before God. And so they sewed fig leaves together, trying to cover themselves up. But they were still naked to God. And it's important to recognize that it is God's word that represents God's mind, God's will, and God's way. It is his word. You cannot separate God from his word. And so that was what Enoch had the pleasure of talking with God every day. Can you imagine what it would be like to have a conversation where you audibly heard God talking back to you? I believe more of us would talk to God if we could hear God talking back to us audibly. Because now we talk to God, and if we're not in the Spirit and if we're not listening through the Spirit, we can't hear God, and therefore we don't think he's there. But I got news for you. This man Enoch knew God was there even when he couldn't see him. And you're going to discover that because he in this word, God says in his word to the writer, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Why? Because here it is. I got three simple points and I'm closing it out. Point number one, you must have uncommon faith to please God. See, Enoch didn't have common faith. He had uncommon faith to please God. The kind of faith he had was the kind of faith that got God's attention. The kind of faith he had made God make a daily appointment to have conversation and fellowship and communion with Enoch. The kind of faith he had summons God from heaven to earth so that if nothing else in that day went on, he was going to meet with the Lord. God knew that this man was looking for him, seeking him each and every day. See, some of us only seek God when things are bad or when we want something good. But if we got everything all right, we generally don't seek him. And we hope he don't seek us. We want to do what we do. We want to enjoy what we have. You know, we don't want to give too much of ourselves to the Lord unless there is an issue we need him to fix for us. But this was not the case with Enoch. He had uncommon faith. Say uncommon faith. You see, that's what we've got to do. If we make our faith stronger by walking in the word and the will and the way of God, then we draw closer God to us through our faith. And if you have faith in God, nothing shall be impossible to you. To you who have faith in God. So notice what he says. He says, But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. Why? Because you need uncommon faith. Listen, he moves on. Point number two. He says, again, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he, whoever you are, that cometh to God must believe that he is. What is he? He's everything he said he is. He's everything you need him to be. He is, as he said it, I am that I am. In other words, God can do anything but fail. So you begin to know him when you know him, one, that he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. If he's all powerful, then that means there's no one more powerful than God. If there's no one more powerful than God, why do you have to go to any other power other than God? Because there's no other power that can defeat him. So you got to know, as Enoch did, he was omnipotent, all powerful. But not only that, he was omniscient. He was all knowing. You know what I love about God and the conversations Enoch had? Everything God heard Enoch said, he knew it before he said it. But God was just as interested in him saying it as if he did not know. Why? Because God wants us to talk to him. That's why Jesus said in the 7th chapter of Acts, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. In other words, God wants you to ask him, seek him, a knock on the door. In other words, continue to look for it until you get it, because if the Lord don't give it to you, can't nobody do it. But we seek so many other sources to fix it for us, to straighten it out for us. We'd rather go to this person and that person and get counsel from this person and that person, and we'd even pay for counsel. And I'm not talking about Christian counsel. I'm talking about hand readers and mind readers and psychic readers and all those other record readers and all these other folk to tell us some. They can't tell you more than God. And so you got to know. You got to know he's omniscient, all knowing. There ain't nothing going on in your life God doesn't already know about. The Bible says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. Listen, and is a discerner of the intents of the heart. In other words, God knows what you think it for you even think it. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your mind. He knows what's in your thoughts even before you know. And that's one of the reasons why you can't hide anything from God. And it was Enoch's joy to tell God every day about everything that he had to deal with. And then lastly, I want you to know something. Not only must you believe, because it's talking about unshakable belief. Point two, unshakable belief. When you know that God is omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent. That means God is always around, whether you see him or not. Whether you know it or not, God is everywhere. But he's not in everything. He's everywhere, but he's not in everything. God wants to be invited in some things going on in your life. Yes, he sees it. Yes, he knows it. But he also wants you to call him up and tell him what you want. You see, God lets you know, listen, I can help you, but you seem like you got it on your own. So I'm going to let you keep on working till you either give up or till you call up and ask me to help you out. And sometimes we go through so much stuff we don't need to go through because we're trying to fix it ourselves. We suffer so many things needlessly, because we don't know how to take it to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry what? Everything. Not some things, everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what pains we needless bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. He sees it, he knows it, but he wants you to talk to him. He wants you to talk to him. If somebody loves you and cares about you, they want to be invited in what's bothering and burdening you. You remember the song many years ago, you might not have been saved then, and even if you were, the man said, let's straighten it out. Rem Smith, he's old school. Noah, you talking about Lattimore. he said, let's straighten it out. Tell me what's on your mind. And then he goes on to say, you know, we're husband and wife, and you know, you sitting here crying your eyes out when, you know, we ought to be praising the Lord in another way. Those of you who know the song, you know what I'm talking about. Thank you, young people. Help me out. These old folk won't act like they don't know what I'm talking about. But the end result was, the man says, let's straighten it out. Tell me what's on your mind. Now, God is the only one who can read your mind, and he won't do it for your benefit, only for his. So that means if you don't tell him, you don't want him in it.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.